when they come down to the heart of our community and see the vacant buildings and the vacant signs and these empty homes, and they realize what happened here. I said, this was a thriving community, had over 7,000 people living here, and now we're down to 3,200 people, which was one time one of the most powerful communities in communities providing copper, as a source here, and the way the community looks today. They possibly hit one of the largest underground ore bodies in North America. No open pit. There's no open pit. And the ore body sits under the old ore body. So when they ask me about the Native Americans, number 9 shaft's been up there since the 70s until it stopped. Okay? They've been mining there since the 70s. And then it got stopped. And the discovery of the new ore body is 7,000 feet. The old ore body sat like, I think the deepest it went was 5,000 foot level. This is 7,000. They hit something huge below the surface, below the old shaft. So I'm thinking, why is the tribe making an issue when mining's been there for years? Now they're making it, it's a sacred ground. You got to blow that sacred ground stuff off, because they've only started doing the rituals in the past few years. I think they've only done one. Because a true sacred ground, they would have rituals since day one. They consider those areas very critical to the culture. They would be having sacred ceremonies since day one. They've only had one a few years ago for the first time. You come to Superior today, and you look at Superior and look at the mine sites that are what they call the West Plant, which were shafts 1 through 8. You look at it and you wonder if there was a mine there. Because the company, when they came in 8 years ago, started a reclamation process. They started cleaning up the old dump sites. You look at it, the tailings are capped. They spent $21 million, and Stewart is spending more money. They have estimates to spend a total of $50 million for reclamation. They spent $21 million, and you're going like, my God, what happened to all the structures? What happened to everything? This doesn't look like a mining community no more. So their commitment to reclamation has begun. So we know, as I live here, raising my kids, don't you think I'm going to be tough when it comes to environmental issues? My God, I live here. And so we're here to hold them accountable. The best way to hold these big companies accountable is, we're watching you. You better do it right. So why not hold them accountable? If they could come, they have raised the level of reclamation. So I'm saying, let them do it. Because if they could do it here in America, which is probably the toughest critics, concerning the environment, let them do it in our backyard. They do it right. What the bar could be raised in this country toward future development of mine operations. These are not penny-ante jobs. You see, you're talking about good-paying jobs. The average paying job at Resolution is $65,000. Have you used Google Earth? Take a picture of Superior, okay? Take a picture, and you move up the hill, you'll see the number 9 shaft, the old flats, okay? You take a picture of that, and then you keep backing it up. Back it up, all right? Look at it from the county perspective, all right? Back it up and look at the state perspective of it. You look at it the nation's perspective, you can't believe this little pin drop. This little pin drop in Superior, Arizona, has the potential to supply this country with 25% of its copper needs. This little hole in the wall and 1,200 to 2,000 working mining jobs are on the line. They expect to spend $5 billion, hear this, $5 billion before 1 pound of ore is taken out. Just to build the infrastructure. It's going to take 8 years to build a mine. $5 billion. So everybody brings up the issue, oh, this is a foreign company, they're going to make all the money. The last time I heard, the ore body's here in Superior, and they're hiring everybody local. And from the region, from the state, they're buying everything, at home. The infrastructure. You're talking about the infrastructure of $5 billion investment. Before 1 pound of ore is taken out of the ground. That is amazing. You know, just the magnitude. I mean, you go over the numbers, you know, they're talking about $500 million impact a year for the next 60 years to the economy. The trickle-down effect to the economy, you're talking about almost $800 million. It's just incredible what the magnitude. By the time the project's done, 60 years, $10 billion to tax revenues. I mean, come on, it's a no-brainer.